This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A liberal environmental law firm has filed ethics violation charges against three federal judges. The judges sit on the governing board of an organization that favors business-based solutions to environmental law. The board is accused of holding seminars that give pro-industry lawyers a chance to mingle with judges in a setting cozier than a courtroom. But others say the allegation is without merit. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
To some, this resembles the controversy over Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's duck hunting trip with Vice President Dick Cheney, at a time when Cheney is the defendant in a Supreme Court case. One difference, though, here it's alleged that ongoing programs give many corporate interests the chance to influence many federal judges. One case captures the essence of the conflict. In 1998, Carol Browner, then head of the Environmental Protection Agency, issued new limits on soot and smog.
This is the most important public health decision that the Environmental Protection Agency has made in the better part of two decades and will probably continue to be so for the next 10 to 20 years.
Industry sued the EPA. The case wound up at the D.C. Circuit Court, the court that most often handles big questions of federal policy. Then as now, the chief judge for the D.C. Circuit was Douglas Ginsburg. He also serves on the board of FREE, the Foundation for Research on Economics and the Environment. FREE's position is that environmental policy now should focus on market solutions, not regulation. The group flies federal judges to Montana for seminars that examine these issues. About the time the smog and soot case reached the D.C. Circuit, FREE added a new member to its board, Edward Warren, industry's lead attorney in the case. Warren also taught at a FREE seminar that summer of 1998. In the audience was another D.C. Circuit judge, David Sentell. The D.C. Circuit struck down the rules. Ginsburg and Sentell cast important votes in the process. Douglas Kendall from the four-person environmental law firm Community Rights Council draws this conclusion.
FREE was manipulating their seminar schedules and their board membership to provide access to the lead litigator in an environmental case of intense interest to their corporate and foundation funders.
The Supreme Court later overturned the Circuit Court decision. But today, Community Rights Council is filing an ethics complaint against Ginsburg, arguing that he shouldn't serve on the board of such an organization. Similar complaints are being filed against federal appellate judges Danny Boggs of Ohio and Jane Roth of Delaware, who also serve on the board of FREE. John Bodden, FREE's director, says Kendall's story is absurd. He says the timing of Warren's board appointment was coincidental, that he and Warren are old friends, and so are Warren and Judge Ginsburg.
Here we have two extremely distinguished people at the top of their professions, and the assertion that they were somehow influenced by spending time together at one of our programs strikes me as so ludicrous on its face that it doesn't merit consideration.
Bodden says Community Rights Council is just stirring up media coverage so it can raise money. Judges Ginsburg and Sentell declined comment for this story. Judges Boggs and Roth didn't return phone calls. David Sellers, a spokesman for the federal judiciary, says judicial ethics rules allow Ginsburg to serve on FREE's board. He says he worries
that these attacks are nothing more than an effort to intimidate certain judges who have ruled in a way that is not consistent with the views of the group that's leading the attacks.
Legal ethics scholar Stephen Gillers worries too, but for different reasons. First, that any federal judge, especially a D.C. Circuit judge, would serve on the board of a group with an ideological agenda.
It's just a mistake and should not happen.
And second, that judicial ethics rules still let outside groups pay for the education of federal judges. But Gillers believes judges should attend seminars by FREE or anyone else.
That's the judge's prerogative, just as a judge could subscribe to right-wing journals or left-wing journals, as he or she may choose.
This kind of debate over judicial ethics may be just heating up. Community Rights Council, for one, has checked the financial disclosure of every federal judge over a 10-year period. That's 70,000 pages of details about educational seminars, gifts, and investments by the least scrutinized branch of the federal government. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.